Cold air brushed the side of his face and swirled around his legs, and he heard the outside door opening once more. But whoever had opened it wasn't shutting it behind him. Enzo reluctantly tore his eyes away from Kerjean's and turned his head to see Adjutant Richard Guégan standing in the open doorway. The gendarme was out of uniform, wearing a brown leather airman's jacket above jeans that concertinaed over heavy brogues. The long peak of a baseball cap pulled low over his eyes. His hands pushed themselves into his pockets for warmth. It took no more than a glance for him to appraise the situation.
"Go home, Kerjean," he said.
Kerjean kept his eyes on Enzo.
"I just ordered a drink."
"You've had enough already, unless you're angling to spend the night in one of our guest rooms."
Enzo saw Kerjean's jaw tightening. Clearly a night in one of Guégan's freezing police cells was less than appealing. Finally, reluctantly, he dragged his eyes away from Enzo to look at Guégan.
"You can't tell me what to do. You're not even on duty."
"A gendarme's always on duty."
Guégan stepped aside to clear a path for Kerjean to make his exit.
"Good night."
Kerjean's fury simmered silently inside him. He half turned his head toward Enzo, but this time didn't meet his eye.
"We'll talk again."
"I'm sure we will."
Kerjean turned and walked briskly past the gendarme and out into the dark. Guégan closed the door behind him and approached the bar.
"You never paid for that pint," the barman said.
Guégan dug into his pocket and pulled out a 5-euro bill, dropping it on the counter. Enzo said,
"Can I get you a drink?"
The gendarme shook his head.
"No, thank you. And I would suggest, monsieur, that you drink up and go home yourself."
Enzo wasn't about to argue.
"Perhaps you're right."
He drained his glass and settled up with the barman.
"Bonsoir."
He nodded at all the faces turned toward him and headed out into the night. At the foot of the steps, he saw Kerjean disappearing in the direction of the harbour-side bars, whose lights still reflected on the dark waters of the bay. He heard the door closing behind him and turned to see Guégan following him out. He waited until the gendarme got down to the sidewalk.
"That wouldn't have hurt one drink, would it?"
"Monsieur, if I had accepted a drink from you, it would have been all over the island before morning."
"So what were you doing in the bar, then? Out solo drinking or here to meet friends?"
"A gendarme has no friends. I was keeping an eye on you."
"Oh?"
Enzo raised his eyebrows in surprise.
"Following me, were you? I saw your rental jeep up the road. A good thing I stopped by. Kerjean would have murdered you."
"Like he murdered Killian?"
"I was speaking figuratively."
Enzo grinned.
"I know, and you're right, he would have. But I have my own personal guardian angel."
He craned to peer over Guégan's shoulder.
"How the hell do you get your wings tucked in there?"
"I had them clipped. I don't work for the big man anymore, you see. The pay was better downstairs."
"I didn't think gendarmes earned that much."
"They don't. The reward is that you get to be part of one of the most feared and hated institutions in France."
He laughed ruefully.
"That's why we have no friends, monsieur. Only colleagues."
Enzo smiled. There was something likable about this man. A fine, dry humour, and a sense of resolve and fair play that made you feel he was someone you could depend on in a crisis. Was someone